Hey everybody, it's Dave Sullivan from The Roofer Show, and this is the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. Usually this is the spot where I have a quick tip for our listeners. This is usually something that I share from my experience of 30 years as a roofing contractor, and something that's usually quick, 10-minute tip that's going to help you build a more successful business. But in this spot, I'm going to start something new that's going to bring great value to our listeners, to our roofing contractors. I've still got the Roofer Show that comes out every Friday. And what makes the Roofer Show different from all the other dozens of podcasts that are out there that can help you with your marketing, how to sell, how to get more leads? And that's what their focus is on. And those shows are great. You should be subscribed to those also. But what this show is about and what makes it different is that I take a holistic approach to running a roofing business because I did it for 30 years. And what I do is I share my experience and I talk about the things that I wish I knew back then when I was growing my business. And that's how I choose my guests. And it's not just about how to get more leads, how to sell more work. But as you hear, I talk about my three-legged stool where you sell work, you do work, and you keep score. And all three of those legs have to be in balance if you're going to run a successful and growing roofing business. And that's what this show is all about. It's for the smart contractors that want to learn from other people's mistakes rather than making them themselves. And that's what I would like to share, is how you can shortcut this thing, learn from the mistakes of others, like the pioneers that took all the arrows before you. But as I've said, I've got something great for this spot that's really going to help you. But before I get into that, I just want to thank all the listeners that took the time to send me a text and give me some feedback on the show. And I've got a lot of responses from that. I love texting because if you send a prospect or one of your clients an email, they're not going to respond. Same thing with a phone call. They're not going to call you back. But you send a text, most likely you're going to get a response and you're going to get it quick. And your prospects and customers are going to appreciate it because it's easy, as do I. So take the time right now. Just send me a text and let me know what's going on in your business, how things are going. Also, give me some feedback on the show. Let me know what you like, what you don't, what you'd like to hear about, because feedback is the breakfast of champions. You should be getting feedback about your business from your guys. You want to know what's going on, and that's why I'm asking you to please send me those texts. 510-612-1450. And if you have a chance, run down to iTunes, leave me a review. Really helps get the show out there. You can go to my show notes down at the bottom, big button, click it. It'll give you instructions, real simple, walk you through, take you about 3 minutes, but it really helps get the show out there. All right, enough about me, because nobody cares about me. It's all about what's in it for you, and that's what this show is all about. So what I'm doing is selecting my most popular shows, the guests that I thought that provided the most value and the most help for you to build a more successful business. And what I'm going to do, I brought those guests on, and we're going to put on a mini course, and we're going to go over a period of 3 or 4 days, and we're going to teach you exactly a step-by-step process of the things that we've talked about on the show, so you can implement those in your business, or some quick tips on how you can get in touch with the speakers to help you out that way. So our first course is what I get the most requests for, and that is, how do I get more leads? It's always more leads. So I brought back Mark Levesque from WebRunner Media, and I had him on the show on number 113. Great show. We got some great feedback and questions. So I brought Mark on, and we are going to talk about everything you need to know about PPC or pay-per-click. And if you want leads, this is the way to do it. And should be part of everyone's marketing program. So let's get into it with Mark and learn how we can get more leads for our business. Well, Mark, thanks so much for coming back on and doing this little mini class with us, because as we talked about in episode number 103, which was our conversation about how to get a consistent lead flow of quality leads, and we got so much feedback from that show, questions, that I really thought it'd be great, and we talked about it as far as really getting down to the cut to the chase, answering some of those questions, and really kind of setting up like a mini course on everything you need to know about PPC. So just want to thank you for coming on and agreeing to do this. And Mark, tell us what our listeners can expect over the next few weeks in our mini course.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. Pleasure being here. Appreciate the invite. And yeah, of course. I mean, in terms of what we're going to be learning over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be, you know, a little high level, but we will dig into where we feel it's obviously most important. I think, you know, for most listeners that are, you know, on this right now, they'll fall into either one of three categories. It's either they've done this themselves but didn't get the results. They hired someone to do it for them, but that didn't work out. Or this is all just foreign to them. So hopefully we're able to help you regardless of which category you're in. First, we're going to make sense of PPC, what it is, how to avoid common pitfalls, because there's really a couple core areas where people usually go wrong. How to capitalize on PPC leads once you've got them. And then, of course, just comparing different lead sources, because a lead you generate on your own versus a lead you purchase is not the same. And then beyond leads, a couple other little tidbits there. So that's what we've got lined up.
Well, that's great, because this is quick information on the quick tips episodes that we do for the Roofer Show. I like to make these just kind of keep them within 15 minutes and a quick listen. So let's just jump into this on the first. So our first session, we're going to talk about really just kind of making sense of PPC and some of the problems that we have. But let's start off with the basics. I mean, the ABCs of PPC, and this is maybe for those that may not have a lot of experience or a lot of understanding, but let's get into the basics of this. What are the ABCs of PPC?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there are a lot of ABCs, Dave. I think what we're going to cover is really just, you know, fundamentals. I think first and foremost, the idea it would be to understand, you know, how a search engine works. And really, for those that aren't really familiar with this, a search engine's job, Google's sole purpose, is to generate meaningful results. And how does it do that? Well, it does that with tons and tons and tons of data. So literally, it indexes content, and then it returns results based on what it thinks are going to be the most valuable based on, you know, tons of different factors. I don't know if you've ever performed a Google search and absolutely not found any content relevant or interesting. It likely doesn't happen, right? And we don't have to go to page 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 to get results. It's usually right there on the first page. So it's about, you know, paying Google in order for them to serve our ads on that first page of Google. And that's really what pay-per-click is. We are paying for clicks. So Google allows us to identify keywords that we feel our consumers, the homeowners who need our services, are using to find companies like us. And they're saying, hey, no problem. We will show your ads if these are the keywords that you want to be showing up for. Not a problem at all, but you've got to do a good job of making sure that whatever we are showing is relevant. And what does that mean? It just means that if somebody is looking for a metal roofing contractor near me, well, you better make sure that in your ad, you've got a mention of the fact that you're a metal roofing specialist, right? And then beyond that, if somebody's clicking on that ad and they're getting to your webpage, well, don't send them to the homepage of your website that talks about the 10 million things you do. Right. Take them to the metal roofing page, right? Makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's about keeping things very clear to the point, really holding that homeowner by the hand and saying, hey, I know you're looking for this. Let me show you. This happens to be our specialty. This is what we do, right? So you're just eliminating all that fluff and that clutter. And that's really one area where people fall short, Dave.
Well, let's talk about budgets and what am I going to have to spend for this? Also, what should I expect in terms of results?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, what are you going to have to spend? What can you expect in terms of results? Those are two things that need to go hand in hand. And so you've got to understand the math. So first, you've got to start with, what are your objectives? What are you trying to generate? Is it, you know, top line revenue? Is it profits? Is it number of customers, right? You've got to handle, I mean, in an ideal world, the answer is yes to all of these, but by how much, right? What does that look like? You need to be able to articulate that, right? Write it down. And then you've got to have a handle on your numbers. What is your average ticket? How much profit do you have baked into each job? How likely are you to close leads that come in? And we're not talking necessarily a warm referral lead from the neighbor down the street. We're talking somebody who just found you on the internet, called you. Your closing rate is going to be drastically different there. Right. And then what we look at from a marketing standpoint is what it's going to cost to generate a lead. So often people get scared by the fact that they have to pay for clicks, right? And so they'll reach out to companies like us and say, hey, how much are clicks or how much are leads? And what I want to, you know, remind people here listening to this is that these are the wrong questions to be asking. And the real metric you need to be looking at is the customer acquisition cost. Because once you understand that, that allows you to determine if you can continue to spend money on marketing or not. Okay. And this is the whole reason why you'd want to leverage pay-per-click to begin with. It's like a light switch, or better yet, it's like a faucet. You can turn it on and you can immediately start getting traffic. You can turn it off and then your traffic will stop. Okay. So you've got a huge amount of control over it, and you can scale it up. You can scale it back based on results. So as your results improve over time, you want to start spending more money towards it. Fantastic. Okay. The idea is that it's very black and white, no guesswork. And, you know, one thing that I'll just touch on quickly, Dave, because I know we're kind of limited on time. The comparison for those of you that are wondering, hey, how does SEO differ from PPC? SEO is the notion of playing the long game. It's the notion of optimizing your website and or content so that you can get those web pages indexed or showing up on Google so that over time you earn more traffic. Now, there is a cost associated to that. And that can either be in time because somebody's producing that content, publishing that content, optimizing that website, or you know, maybe you're doing it yourself, but really there is a cost to that as well, right? So we can have another session, Dave, on SEO if there's an interest. But for now, we're talking about pay-per-click. And right now we're focusing really just on Google. Google is an intent-driven platform. So we target people based on their intent, based on what they're looking for. And that in itself is just a huge benefit, right? Because we know what terms people might be looking for. We can do the research and then we can show ads to people. And then people click on those ads. They come to our pages. Our job is to do a good job of showing them that they should be working with us, right? We've got to help them justify, not make the sale, people. We're not trying to get our web pages or our websites to make the sale. We're trying to get them to deliver enough information such that somebody feels confident that they're making the right choice by reaching out to have a conversation with us. So that's super important.
Right. Okay? Very important. It's one step at a time. You're not going in there and just trying to ram a sale down their throat. You get taking them to the next step and the next step and the next step and whatever those are that you decide. That's what we're trying to do with these clicks, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, excuse me, just getting back to the numbers here. Once you've got a good handle on your numbers, now it comes down to having a better understanding of what the clicks may cost in your market. This is something that a marketing company, or if you educate yourself on how to go and figure that out, it's not that complicated. You can do the math to see if it's going to make financial sense for you. Now, in the roofing space, the average ticket prices are fairly high. The margins are usually pretty high as well. We're used to seeing anywhere from 35 to 50, sometimes more, in terms of gross profit. So these are numbers that are conducive to, you know, making pay-per-click work. Pay-per-click can work if you're seeing, you know, average ticket prices that are up there with good margins. Reason why is because every time you pay for a click, okay, whether that click is $10, $15, or $20, you will get a visitor. And that's likely a pretty hot visitor, somebody who's searching for your services. They're coming to your website or landing page. And I say landing page a lot because we use landing pages and you should be using landing pages. And a landing page, for those that aren't familiar, side note, all we're doing is we're stripping away all the fluff and anything that's not relevant to what the consumer just searched for. So again, we'll use our metal roofing example. We're not talking about commercial, you know, TPO roofing, asphalt shingle roofing. It's a metal roof. They search for a metal roof. You take them to your metal roofing page, whether that be one on your website or just a dedicated landing page. And what we want to have on that page is, hey, we are experts in metal roofing. We've been doing metal roofing for X amount of time. Here are our credentials. Here is what people are saying about us. And here's the reason why we're better and why we're different. Okay. And that's an area where people are really kind of struggle. So dig deep, figure that out, get that on your landing page. maybe, you know, leverage an offer. If you've got great financing plans, you want to put that on there. If you've got somebody that's going to, something that's going to get someone to commit now rather than wait a year, get that on there. So that's why we employ the use of landing pages. We can also test different things over time to get better results. But basically, once someone lands on that page, there's a good percentage of the people that will do nothing, right? They will leave. So what happens, that that money to a degree is lost, right? You've spent money and then it's gone, right? So what we want to do is we want to capitalize on the people that are landing on that page as much as possible. So again, the use of a landing page, very relevant information, and we try to get them to convert. So we're trying to get them to call us, we're trying to get them to fill out a form, or we're trying to get them to do a live chat, right? The younger generation, they like the immediate response. They like the live chat. They may want to pick up a phone and text you or things like that. You want to consider these things and make these options available, right? Mm-hmm. Now, assuming that a click is, we'll use round numbers, Dave, for the example, $10 a click in your market, you know, we see that landing pages or websites, if they're done properly, they can convert anywhere between 5 to 10 and sometimes even 15%. That means that, let's go with 10. Every 10th person that you get to your landing page, you should be getting a lead. Now, if that is the case, a lead may cost you $100 if the clicks are 10 bucks in your local market. If it's very competitive, there's more people bidding on your term, maybe your keywords are $25. Well, $25, if your page still converts one of every 10 visitors, that's $250 for a lead, right? Now, if you're selling a job at $10,000 with a 50% margin, that's not too bad. You've just purchased yourself a lead at $250. Doesn't mean it's a customer. Now it comes down to identifying how many of these leads do you need before you capitalize by turning one of them into a customer. And so that's where, again, one of the areas people fall short. They ask, how much are your leads? That's right. The wrong question. What is it going to cost with your leads to go and acquire a customer? And really the only way to figure that out is to actually do it. And so whether you do it yourself or you hire a company, don't hold the company accountable based on what, you know, the lead cost is. Of course, it's factored into the equation. The lower the lead cost, the more leads you'll get for the same budget. But really what you're looking at is, how much is it costing me to acquire a new customer through this form of marketing? And that's what you can compare with your other forms of advertising or your other, you know, service providers or whatnot. That is the metric that you want to be looking at. And so if clicks are 10 bucks and every 10 visitor you get a lead, great. You've got a $100 lead. Now what you've got to pay attention to is, how many of these leads do you need in order to get a customer? And then once you have that info, now you know, do you continue to spend money or do you stop spending money? And it's really that simple.
Right. And this is something that I've covered. If you go back in the last few weeks, I talked about this, which is knowing your numbers. And you have to know what, you know, your closing rate, your average job size. You've got to have these down to make all this work. Otherwise, you're going to be wasting your money, don't you think?
Yeah. And I mean, it's not hard nowadays because the technology is there. So even for somebody who's, you know, a fresh startup with no technology, no systems in place and nothing, you know, when we're running ads, we're funneling all the leads into a spreadsheet that's online and everything's crystal clear as day. You've got all the lead info there. You just got to mark it as won or lost. And after a while, you'll get a good indication as to what your closing rate is, net sales per lead issue, like all these metrics, all these numbers, you want to have a good handle on that. I think the important thing here, and this is where a lot of people, again, really miss the mark when it comes to PPC, is because they don't understand how we come up with a cost per lead or a cost to acquire a customer, the expectation is usually not in line with reality. And so what I mean by that is, somebody may be inclined to spend a couple $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever it is, but in their mind, they're expecting this to yield 150 leads a month. And that's where, if you go through the right sort of due diligence up front, you can avoid all that pain and heartache later on. So you got to understand, you know, what are the clicks going to cost in your market? That's something that you can figure out. You go to, you know, you use like a Google keyword planner online, Google it, check it out. You fire up a Google Ads account, start typing in a couple of seed keywords, and then you'll get an idea. Is the average click going to be 10 bucks, 15 bucks, 20 bucks, or 40 bucks? From there, assuming you got a well-built website or landing page, let's say we're going to go and convert at 10%. Fantastic. That'll give us our lead cost. From there, divide that into our budget. So if we're spending, let's just say $3,000 and our actual leads are costing us $100, that's 30 leads in a month. Now what you need to do is see, what your closing rate is. So if your closing rate's only 10%, guess what? That's three new customers. Right. If it's 20, hey, you're at six. And from there, multiplied by your revenues and your profits, and you see, if I'm closing six customers at $10,000 a shot, I'm making, you know, $5,000 in profit. Hey, I'm making $30,000. I've just spent three on marketing minus my fees. I've got a nice return. I'm going to spend more next month. Right, That's how people need to look at it. And just to kind of leave off, Dave, because I know we're kind of wrapping up on time here for this part. One thing that I hear often is, hey, all my business comes from word of mouth and referrals, and my marketing, I only put 2% towards marketing. I'm doing great. I do $1 million a year. 80% of my business is word of mouth and referrals. So I'm only spending, you know, $20,000 on marketing to generate $1 million. So the reality here, and sometimes people don't think about that, that 2% that the contractor thinks he's spending to go and generate that 1 million. Well, if it is in fact 80% of the revenue that's coming from repeat and referral business, it means that 20K is really only driving the remaining $200,000. And so really his marketing cost is 10%, which is really where it should be, right? But that just means they're not spending enough on marketing, right? The companies that we see that are in high growth mode, they're spending anywhere from 8 to 12%, sometimes more, right? So that's something to be careful with.
Yeah, all those contractors that sit back on their butt and say, oh, hey, I rely only on referrals. Well, that is no way to grow a business. That is changing because you've got more people going to online reviews. That pool is only so large, and you're sitting there waiting for referrals to come in. You don't have control of your business. And that's what I like about PPC and the way you talk about a faucet where you can turn it on and off. And as you say, knowing your numbers, and you've got to look at your goals and then match up your budget accordingly.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know, is your expectation realistic? I mean, obviously we all have to have nice lofty goals and objectives, right? But can we put a system in place that's going to help us achieve that? Or are we shooting ourselves in the foot before we even begin? And again, that's why people pull the plug early. Right. They don't put enough money into it. They don't give it a fair chance. So we just see that far too often. And so it's a matter of being real and just looking at this ahead of time and seeing, is this going to work? And once you can get it to work, there's not really a limit to how you can scale it. You know, if the demand, if there's enough, you know, searches being done in your local market, you can keep spending money. After that, it comes to the point where you may have to expand, you know, enlarge in your territory or start offering more services. But those would be good problems to have.
Agreed. Well, Mark, this is some great information. You laid it out very clearly. Even I could understand it. What are we going to talk about next week?
Yeah, Dave, next week we're going to talk about capitalizing on these PPC leads. Generating a lead is half the equation, if not less. I'd say what comes after is even more important, and a lot of mistakes are being made here. And so we'll touch on some of that next week.
I think that's great. Look forward to it. And Mark, how can they get more information? Let's say that we want to talk to you about this, get clarification on some of the points that we covered. How do we get in touch?
Yeah, very easy. Head over to webrunnermedia.com/roofershow. Our phone number's up there. They can give us a call, or they can just go ahead and book a demo, and we can do a quick discovery call and see how we can help.
Hey, great show. I look forward to next week, and we will talk to you then. Thanks, Mark.
Awesome, Dave. My pleasure.
Well, that's it for our first day of class. Hopefully you got some value out of this. You learned a few things, because I sure did. And let me know, again, what you think of the show. Shoot me a text, 510-612-1450. If I get some good response on these, I'll put together classes on basic accounting, some production, how to run your business, legal, all these other things. I mean, it's limitless. So just let me know. Hopefully that you enjoy these, and we will see you next week in day number 2.